This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on the presence of certain blessings. Gratitude to Allah is not restricted to just times of happiness. It is not restricted to just receiving the things that you want, or the presence of safety, the presence of health, the presence of, you know, good things of this world. Gratitude to Allah is because of who Allah is and because of who we are in relation to Him. We as His slaves are always, always on the receiving end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings are such that they are encompassing us from all directions. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot count the blessings of Allah, right? And that He has وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has amply bestowed on you His blessings, both visible and invisible, right? Hidden. So if our gratitude was restricted to just things that we like, or the presence of, you know, good things in our life, then that would not be real gratitude. Real gratitude is to be grateful to Allah, to be grateful to the provider who provides us more than what we can count, more than what we even know. And sometimes, you know, the reason why we feel ungrateful is because we only think that, the reason why we feel ungrateful is because we think that certain things are blessings. All right. There are people who think that blessings are what? They are food, sustenance, clothing, money, all right, health, and things like that. But then there are people who realize that blessings are not just material. Blessings are not just of this world. The blessings of Allah are not just the things that we see, the things that we enjoy. The blessings of Allah are also immaterial, right? Which is why we say, Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil Islam. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of Islam. For the blessing of Iman, for the blessing of faith, for the blessing of the Quran, right? And if you are truly grateful to Allah, then you will be grateful to Allah for anything and everything that comes to you from Allah. Because remember, real gratitude is to yearn for the provider of the blessings, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings are always there. Always there. Whether we see them or we don't, we recognize them or we don't.